Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, my name is Julian Wyckoff. I'm a new voice to doing these podcasts, but I have been a member here at First Lutheran since before I was born, I guess, because my parents were coming here. I love this church dearly, and I'm amazed at the works that it does. Today, I am reading to you from Mark 15, verses 1 through 20. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again, "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. Wow, this is, you know, a story we've heard since we were little kids, and it still is kind of hard to take. Now, Pilate is perplexed even why they want to crucify this man. Pilate is maybe thinking more politically that Jesus is calling himself a king, and so Pilate maybe has to protect himself, but Jesus remains silent. I guess a question here for me would be, do we want to remain silent? Or do we want to stand up for what we believe in and go forth in our faith? It's an old story, but one we can still learn from. So let me end this with a prayer. Dear Jesus, as we read about the end of your earthly life, please be with us and help us to speak up for those who cannot speak, and to speak up for our faith. It's not often easy, Lord, but if we can concentrate on you and listen to you and let you in, the world would be a better place. And so we just ask you, please, come on down here. We need some help. And I know you're here already, so let us just open our hearts to it, to you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.